Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 26, 2024. This morning I will talk about parenting. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Beloved Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours. Because you mentor us in our youth, transcend us in our adulthood, and remain ever with us when life itself overwhelms. Forgive our hardened hearts, our stopped-up ears, and our eyes fascinated only with our feet. Thank you for the example of Jesus of Nazareth, who lived and taught among us, was crucified for our sins, and rose from the dead as a testimony to your love and presence. In the power of your Holy Spirit, break through the clouds that surround us and give us reason to look up. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The first image of transcendence that we encounter in life is that of our parents. A good parent launches children who are bereft of the self-referencing problem and point their children like spiritual directors beyond themselves to God. This encourages their children to individualize themselves from their parents and to realize a reference point beyond any childhood fixation and prepare for adulthood better than their peers. A solid understanding of transcendence is accordingly important to maturation and spiritual formation. In the Jewish tradition, the transition into adulthood at the age of 12 was marked by Bar Mitzvah, which translates from the Hebrew as son of the law. Today we also see Bat Mitzvah, which translates as daughter of the law. In Luke's Gospel, we read about Jesus participating in this transition at age 12. In Luke 2:42-47, we read, "After 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers." While the Bar Mitzvah transition persists, entry into adulthood in the postmodern world is often delayed even beyond college graduation, because the financial independence required to succeed as an adult simply continues to be delayed. This financial reality complicates relationships between young adults and parents due to the absence of clear boundaries and expectations. The counterexample prevalent is today's helicopter parent, who is characterized as an adult lacking well-formed personal boundaries or sense of transcendence. The parent alternatively clings to the child and lives vicariously through the child, hoping to encourage the child to live out a script that they themselves were unable to, emulating, trumpeting, and sheltering the child's desires and interests leads the child to develop a narcissistic worldview, which has increasingly become a dysfunctional cultural norm. One of the defining characteristics of the Christian faith is honoring each individual, regardless of age, as being created in the image of a transcendent God. Note the clear boundaries in honor. The Apostle Paul's writing is clear. "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Jesus Christ." This is Galatians 3:28. "No ethnic group is better than any other, no economic class is better than any other, and no gender is better than any other." Paul goes on to extend his concept to the family. This is Ephesians 6:1-4. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Because we are all created in the image of God, no age group is better than any other. Neither a newborn nor a senior standing at the gates of heaven is better than any other. Christians are to value life stages equally by honoring each stage and not clinging to any particular stage as if it were preferred. An echo of the creation mandate can be found in the Christmas story, where the love and care demonstrated by Joseph and Mary, in the birth narratives of Jesus in Matthew 1 and Luke 2, offer a significant theological point. Jesus had dirty diapers like the rest of us, and he later suffered a painful, dishonorable death on a cross. The author of Hebrews writes, this is Hebrews 4:15 and 16, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." In other words, when we face Christ on the judgment day, we face a judge that understands our weaknesses and sin because he lived among us. If God were merely transcendent, then this experience would be absent. Who has not benefited from a parental love or faced a challenging family situation? If Christ has benefited from family life, then that should be an example to the rest of us. Someone who, like Augustine, decided to look up and consider the options was a talented English professor named Rosario Butterfield. The details of Dr. Butterfield's spiritual journey began with a project on the Christian right designed as opposition research to further her career in queer theory. Butterfield's claim to be a researcher in the gay rights movement is not light fluff. Considered her reading list in preparing her proposed book, she read Augustine's Confessions, John Calvin's Institutes of the Christian Religion, and Kevin Van Hooser's Is There Meaning in This Text? These books challenged most seminary students, if they had read them at all, and they are required reading for an understanding of Christian hermeneutics and epistemology. Her research also motivated her to study the Bible in Greek, the language of the New Testament, for 5 hours a day. A newspaper article that she published critiquing the gender politics of Promise Keepers generated a lot of mail, including a thoughtful letter from a local pastor, Pastor Ken, who invited her to call and discuss the article. She called and began a conversation that extended over a period of years. She never completed the book project because she became convinced that what the Bible said about God was true. Baptized and raised a Roman Catholic, Rosario began attending and later joined a Reformed Presbyterian church and gave up her career. She later married a pastor and wanted to raise a family, but she was too old because of her detour into lesbianism to have children of her own, so she adopted some. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.